From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Kast, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining me is puzzle master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Sheila. You know, the other day someone asked me a question. Someone asked me, do you have a favorite word? And I thought I'd ask you, do you have a favorite word?
I probably change my favorite word a lot. And I think probably if I had a favorite word, it would have a lot to do with what's in it, like chocolate. But the word that I have actually lingered over a lot since last week is ephemera.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was a beautiful word that you used, and I just like that word, ephemera. It's,
yeah, things that are fleeting and just sort of flows off the tongue.
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether that would be an example of onomatopoeia or not. It almost sounds like what it is, ephemeral. So what's your favorite word?
Well, my favorite word is ucalegon, which is U-C-A-L-E-G-O-N. It's in Webster's Second New International Dictionary, and it means a neighbor whose house is on fire. And it just seems so incredibly specific and unuseful in actual life that it's amazing there is such a word for a thing.
Is it from Greek?
It's from Greek. It's from the Trojan War time.
Amazing. Ucalegon.
There you go.
Okay.
Use it five times and it's yours.
I'll have to work at that. Didn't come up a lot. Remind us about the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, I said name four well-known brand names and five letters each of which contains two X's. What are they?
And what are the answers?
Well, there turned out to be five. The four I had in mind were Xerox, Exxon, Xanax, and Xlax. There's a fifth one listeners proposed, which is Vioxx. If I had thought of that, I would have asked for five.
And you would have made it that much harder.
Yeah.
We had more than 2,200 entries from people who solved the puzzle. And our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Niels Nielsen from Bethesda, Maryland. Welcome, Niels.
Thanks, Sheila. Hi, Will.
Hi.
So what do you do here in Bethesda?
I'm an information systems consultant.
Does that mean you fix computers?
Or design and build the new systems.
Have you been playing the puzzle long?
Well, I've been listening and playing along for a number of years. This is actually the first time I ever entered an actual question.
Well, we've had great results from people who got chosen on their first submission, so we have high hopes. Are you ready to play now?
Yes, I am.
Niels, meet Will.
All right, Niels and Sheila, I'm going to give you some words that contain the consecutive letters A-R. For each one, you give me another word containing the consecutive letters A-R that can follow mine to complete a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said dwarf, you might say star, as in dwarf star. All right, number one is parallel. What follows?
Parallax.
What I'm thinking of, I'm not sure I've got the concept here yet. Parallel bars?
Parallel bars work, so you could also have said parallel parking. Both of those words have A-R in them. All right, number two is martial.
Arts.
Martial arts, excellent. Polar, P-O-L-A-R.
Star again.
Polar star will work, also polar bear. Card.
Sharp.
Card sharp, card shark, either way. March.
Hair.
March hair, excellent. Pearl.
Pearl.
P-E-A-R-L. There's one answer with a capital P and one with a small p. Think of a famous place starting with Pearl.
Harbor.
Pearl Harbor, also Pearl Earring, you could have said.
Oh.
Burglar.
Alarm.
Excellent. Charge.
Particle.
Charged particle. I was thinking, that's interesting. I was thinking just charge without the D.
Card.
Charge card, yes. Search.
Something you'd need to be legal.
Warrant.
Search warrant. Also, search party would have worked. Sparring.
Partner.
Yes. Carving.
Board.
Carving board, yes. Farmers. That's with apostrophe S.
Thinking almanac, but that doesn't have AR in it.
Yeah.
That's what I thought of, too. Farmers, plural possessive.
Singular possessive.
Singular possessive.
F-A-R-M-E-R apostrophe S. A place that you might buy food, fresh food.
Farmer's Market.
Yes. Libertarian.
Party.
Uh-huh. Tarot, T-A-R-O-T.
Card.
Uh-huh. Revolutionary.
War.
Uh-huh. Artificial.
Part. Artificial arm.
Artificial arm, okay. I was thinking of artificial heart, but either way works. Cardiac.
Arrest.
Yes. Karaoke.
Bar.
Uh-huh. Billiard.
Parlor.
Yes, and your last one is barbershop.
Quartet.
Barbershop quartet is right.
Very good. Very good. Niels, that was great.
Wow.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Niels, I think I know the answer to this, but what public radio station do you listen to?
WETA in Washington.
Yes, indeed. Niels Nielsen from Bethesda, Maryland, thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you.
Now, Will, what challenge do you have for us to work on this week?
Well, it comes from listener Don Lemke via the Internet. Think of a famous person in history. 5 letters in the first name, 4 letters in the last. You can rearrange the letters in this person's first name to spell a term used in a certain game. And you can rearrange the letters in the last name to spell the game in which this term is used. What are these terms? So again, a famous person in history, 5-4, rearrange the letters in the first name to spell a term used in a certain game, and rearrange the letters in the last name to spell the game. What famous person is this?
And when you know who the famous person is, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we will call if you're the winner. You'll get to play the puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Sheila.